The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. for more relevant news and patient perspectives. First RRMS patient dosed in Phase 1-2 trial of immunotherapy, IMCY-0141. A Phase 1-2 clinical trial evaluating IMCYSS's experimental therapy, IMCY-0141, in people with relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis, or RRMS, has dosed its first patient. The trial, called IMCY-MS-001, is expected to enroll nearly 150 adults with RRMS. Sites were not disclosed in a release by the Belgian-based company. Interim results may be available in late 2023. The dosing of the first patient in this study is an important milestone for IMCYSS. We are excited to progress our pipeline of next-generation targeted immunotherapies for the treatment of RRMS. Dennis Badure, PhD, IMCYSS's CEO, said in a press release, "We believe IMCY-0141 has the potential to substantially slow down or even halt the progression of multiple sclerosis, and if treatment is begun early enough, to allow patients to live with minimal impact from the disease," Badure added. Current MS therapies are still associated with significant adverse events and compliance challenges. The unmet need for effective and convenient therapies with fewer side effects remains high, said Patrick Vermersich, MD, PhD, chairman of IMCY-MS-001's steering committee. IMCYSS's technology has the potential to shift the treatment paradigm for this autoimmune disease, intervening earlier in the disease process with a potentially immense impact to patients, added Vermersich, who is also the Vice President for Research in Biology and Health at the University of Lille in France. "We look forward to seeing the results of IMCY-0141 for this first-in-human study," he said. The potential therapy was developed with IMCYSS's proprietary Imatope technology platform. Imatopes are lab-made peptides, short chains of amino acids, the building blocks of proteins, that use a patient's own immune system to kill the cells involved in the abnormal immune responses that drive autoimmune diseases such as multiple sclerosis. Most current therapies for autoimmune diseases, in contrast, promote a general suppression of the immune system, increasing the risk of infections and adverse events. IMCY-0141 is an imotope with a structure based on myelin oligodendrocyte glycoprotein, or MOG, a key protein in myelin, the protective sheath around nerve fibers that is wrongly attacked by the immune system in MS, resulting in its progressive loss. The therapy promotes the maturation of MOG-specific cytolytic T cells, a type of immune cell that can actively kill other cells involved in the immune attacks against that specific protein, while leaving the rest of the immune system intact. Previous data show that IMCY-0141 was effective in models of experimental autoimmune encephalomyelitis, the most widely used MS mouse model. The therapy candidate also promoted the immunological memory, meaning that some immune cells continue to patrol the body for cells promoting anti-MOG attacks, subsequently killing them. This raises the possibility of therapy effects being longer lasting, requiring less frequent dosing regimens. The two-part IMCY-MS-001 Phase 1-2 trial is testing IMCY-0141 in RRMS patients. Its Phase 1 open-label and dose escalation part will evaluate the safety of 3 doses in up to 12 patients. Its Phase 2 expansion portion will assess the therapy's efficacy against a placebo in more than 100 patients and allow dose optimization in preparation for future studies. Efficacy measures will include immune responses and disease activity. IMCYSS's most advanced treatment candidate, IMCY-0098, is being developed for type 1 diabetes and is currently being tested in a Phase 2 trial. Early-stage programs include imatopes for neuromyelitis optica spectrum disorder, rheumatoid arthritis, and celiac disease. This news article was written by Marta Figueredo, Ph.D., on April 15, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on April 18, 2022. MS news that caught my eye last week. Deep brain stimulation, IMCY0141, Feralumab, Vumerity. Select brain stimulation may ease MS tremor, but more study needed. This is encouraging news for the large group of people with MS who are bothered by some sort of tremor. But the procedure to suppress these tremors isn't simple. We're talking about deep brain stimulation, where electrodes are implanted into the brain. For many MS patients, the responses to this type of treatment have been variable and temporary. In this small study, scientists are using MRI analysis and computer simulations to focus on specific areas of the brain that are related to MS and provided the greatest amount of tremor suppression. Electrically stimulating certain regions of the brain may help to ease tremors in people with multiple sclerosis. But the specific brain regions needed for deep brain stimulation may be unique in MS compared to other tremor-causing diseases, a new study suggests. The study, Connectomic Analysis of Unilateral Dual Lead Thalamic Deep Brain Stimulation for Treatment of Multiple Sclerosis Tremor, was published in Brain Communications. First RRMS patient dosed in Phase 1-2 trial of immunotherapy, IMCY0141. Here's another potential MS therapy to put on your radar. IMCY0141 uses lab-made peptides to force a patient's own immune system to kill the cells that are involved in the abnormal immune response of MS. This is in contrast to most current disease-modifying therapies, or DMTs, which promote a general suppression of the immune system. These researchers hope their treatment will slow or stop MS progression, with fewer side effects than currently available DMTs. A Phase 1-2 clinical trial evaluating IMCYSA's experimental therapy, IMCY0141, in people with relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis, or RRMS, has dosed its first patient. The trial, called IMCY-MS-001, is expected to enroll nearly 150 adults with RRMS. Sites are not disclosed in the release by the Belgian-based company. Interim results may be available in late 2023. 84 SPMS patients cleared for Feralumab nasal spray treatment. Feralumab is high on the radar of many people with MS, I believe because it's a nasal spray. There's certainly a lot of interest in it when it's been mentioned on the MS News Today Facebook page. The treatment targets microglial cells, the immune cells in the central nervous system that have been implicated in the abnormal inflammatory and immune responses that drive neuron damage in MS. After 6 months of treatment, the first patient in this study reported improved walking ability, finger dexterity, and cognitive function. Based on findings from the first two secondary progressive multiple sclerosis patients given Feralumab nasal spray and experimental therapy, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved starting treatment in up to 8 other patients under a special access program. Those enrolled in this intermediate-size expanded access program, anticipated to start in July, will receive the immunomodulatory therapy at Harvard Medical School's Brigham and Women's Hospital, similar to the first two patients treated in ongoing single-patient access programs. Vumerity added to NHS of England for people with active RRMS. Vumerity is a pill that's similar to Tecfidera or dimethyl fumarate, but has fewer gastrointestinal side effects. It's already been approved for use in Scotland and is under review for use by people with MS in Wales and Northern Ireland. The FDA okayed it in late 2019 for use in the U.S. The National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, NICE, has added oral Vumerity, diroximel fumarate, approved to treat relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis in the UK, to the list of medications available through the public health program for England. Because the therapy has been recommended through a fast-track appraisal process, Vumerity is expected to be available to eligible patients, those with active disease, at lower or no cost through the country's National Health Service by mid-May. To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcast, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.